Samantha, WCYB TV, Bristol.
Caroline Corgan, WJHL, Johnson City.
Brandon.
Except for Greenville, so.
Abby at the Elizabeth and Star.
Paul, WBIR.
Tammy with Courier.
Well, Tiffany, I'll go ahead and get started and then take a few questions. We had a great night, Tuesday night at the State of the Union, and our plan had been, we do this every year. 1 week, the Republicans go on their retreat to plan their legislative agenda for the year, and the following week, the other party goes. And it was our time to go right after the State of the Union, so it was obviously a short night, had a great evening, and had an early leave the next morning, and to keep the buses and things off the road, we had elected to go on the train, which we had done a time or two before. And so we boarded the train early and left and got through Charlottesville and then picked up some speed on the way out. And 15 minutes or so after Charlottesville, I'm sitting there with Kalinda having a Coke, and there was a loud noise, and obviously it was an impact. It was clear it hit something. And then very quickly the train slowed up, and we didn't know whether something had hit the train or we had hit something. There was just no way to know. And a lot of people, not a lot, but several people who were walking in the hallway kind of knocked to the ground, knocked to the floor of the train car. And some were banged up, I found out later, pretty good, but nothing that required hospitalization. Just like a fall if you take in your house or something. And then we looked out the window of the train. We could see the truck had overturned and realized that we had hit this truck. So Dr. Brad Winstrup and myself and others ran, and it was really kind of hard to get off the train. There was a huge embankment there that you had to kind of jump off the train to get down to and get to these two people, and actually there were three. One person I saw when I ran by was standing up, and he was, I think, the driver, and ran next and attended to a fellow with Dr. Winstrup, and then other of my colleagues came along. I think there were six or seven of us who physicians who were on that train, including Dr. Duchamp, who's a cardiovascular surgeon's wife, is an anesthesiologist, and good to help her, and Dr. Moynihan is our Capitol Hill physician. And he had some of his staff and some equipment, but when we first got there, I went to this one individual who was down.